106 miles per hour. 106. That's how fast the Amtrak train was going into a curve when it derailed and crashed Tuesday night in Philadelphia. It was supposed to be going 50 miles per hour. Robert Sumwalt is with the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board.
The engineer applied put the train into emergency braking a few seconds before, moments before the derailment. And in the next three or four seconds, the speed of the train had only decreased to 102. And as we know, it takes a long time and distance to decelerate a train.
The NTSB said Amtrak has a system. It's called Advanced Civil Speed Enforcement.
That's called ACES. ACES is installed throughout most of the Northeast Corridor for Amtrak. However, it is not installed for this area where the accident occurred, where the derailment occurred. That type of a system, we call it a positive train control system. That type of system is designed to enforce the civil speed to keep the train below its maximum speed.
Sumwalt said the NTSB has called for positive train control for many years. They say it's on their most wanted list.
Congress has mandated that it be installed by the end of this year. So we are very keen on positive train control. Based on what we know right now, we feel that had such a system been installed in this section of track, this accident would not have occurred.
A Philadelphia police spokesperson confirmed a seventh death from the Amtrak crash Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, the train's engineer was treated at the hospital after the crash, and then he spent hours in a Philadelphia police station on Wednesday. He declined to give a statement, according to the commissioner, Charles Ramsey. He refused even after his union lawyer arrived. The 32-year-old engineer and his attorney avoided the media and left that station through a back door. The NTSB said it had not yet talked to the engineer. NTSB investigators expect to be on the scene for about a week. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said he's frustrated to learn how fast the Amtrak train was going in a 50-mile-per-hour zone when it derailed.